Inside the Detective Bureau. Invasion. Detectives Neeskins and Rep were in the Detective Bureau talking to Sandra, Chief Gonzalez's new secretary.
I hope you'll continue to check our food regularly for poison. Our investigations have resulted in many dangerous criminals going to prison, and there's always the risk they might try to poison our food in revenge.
I have a mouthful of everything I serve to you. So if someone has poisoned the food, I'll die in terrible agony instead of you.
Good.
Half an hour later, Neeskins and Rep were making their way to Jackie Millian's fish and chip shop, following up on a mysterious telephone call. Shortly after she had finished doing the washing up, Sandra had received a mysterious telephone call in which Millian's had begged the two detectives to pay him back at least some of the large amount of money he claimed they owed him.
I wonder what Jackie Millian's meant when he was asking us for money. It's as though he's forgotten that the food he gives us on a daily basis is in return for the many successful investigations we've undertaken on his behalf.
Perhaps he was under duress. Maybe a criminal was holding a gun to his head at the time.
Let's hope that's what it was. Hello, Jackie Millian's.
Neeskins and Rep, thank goodness you're here. Please tell me you've brought a cheque for £8,000 to pay for all the food I've given you over the years.
Could I have some chips, please? And a saveloy?
I don't think you understand. There are some people coming here today who've threatened to hurt my family if I don't pay what I owe them.
Neeskins and Rep looked carefully at Jackie Millian's. They had never seen him like this before and were very concerned that he wasn't going to give them any food.
Don't worry, Jackie Millian's. I know exactly what to do.
After taking a handful of napkins, two bottles of vinegar and the neon sign from the window, Neeskins and Rep ran out of Jackie Millian's shop and dived into a nearby alley.
Something's wrong.
Let's look at the facts. Jackie Millian's was asking us for £8,000 to pay for food that he gave us for free. And what's more, he ignored you when you asked for some chips.
And when I asked for a saveloy.
I think Jackie Millian's body may have been taken over by a hostile alien force.
I think you're right. Let's finish our vinegar, smash this sign against the wall of the alleyway, and then we'll go back to the Detective Bureau to look at some files.
What about the napkins?
Just throw them on the floor. Despite the fact that he's now quite obviously under the control of malevolent forces, I think whatever remains of the old Jackie Millian's was trying to tell us something earlier.
Did you notice anything unusual about the fish and chip shop when we were in there earlier?
No.
There were no fish and chips behind the glass in the heated counter.
Then villainy must be involved. That's why Jackie Millian's ignored me when I asked him for some chips.
Yes.
And the saveloy.
Exactly.
We must hurry. There's not a moment to spare.
Neeskins and Rep are on the case.
But when the two detectives reached the fish and chip shop, they were in for a string of amazing surprises. First of all, not only was the heated counter now full of fish and chips, but fresh portions of fish and chips were now being served to customers from behind the heated counter.
Hello, Jackie Mill...
Detective Neeskins stopped halfway through her polite greeting when she saw the individual working behind the heated counter was not Jackie Millian's at all, but a disgusting hybrid creature consisting of Jackie Millian's body and the face of an elderly man. There were probably some tentacles on him too. Or horns, something like that. You know how it works. Use your imagination.
What could I get you?
Saveloy, please. The biggest one you have.
Make that two, and I'd also like the biggest one you have.
Without taking their eyes from the strange creature for a moment, Neeskins and Rep ended up using way too much tomato sauce, and most of it went on the floor. Then, when they'd finished their saveloys, they immediately left the shop without paying. When Neeskins and Rep arrived back at the Detective Bureau, Sandra, Chief Gonzalez's secretary, looked up as she heard them enter.
Detective Neeskins,
Detective Rep, I've just been speaking with Jackie Millions again. He says you still owe him £8,000. I thought you were on your way round earlier to pay him back.
I'm afraid Millions is mistaken. He's been giving us food for years in return for us investigating the criminal activity involving his shop.
Oh, perhaps he's mistaken.
Do you notice anything unusual about Chief Gonzalez's secretary?
No.
Have another look.
I can't see anything different about her.
She has the exact same face as Jackie Millions when we went back to his shop.
The face of that hideous old man?
The very same.
Whatever's going on?
Detectives Neeskins and Rep stood together in the bright spring sunshine and wondered what might be going on. Jackie Millions' body had been taken over by an evil force that had now also taken possession of Chief Gonzalez's secretary. The two detectives realized they were in the very middle of a terrifying alien invasion, and unless they acted decisively, the town, the country, and perhaps even the entire world could be at risk.
Did you hear that?
What?
That thud.
No.
It sounded like an encyclopedia wrapped in a bath towel being dropped from the top of a stepladder, and it sounded like it came from that abandoned warehouse over there.
Sounds like another case for Neeskins and Rep.
The two detectives spent several hours searching the abandoned warehouse and eventually called off their search as dusk fell. They went outside and stood next to the ruined building for a moment.
Well, that noise isn't coming from in there. I'm certain of that.
I think we have to go one step further. I think the only way for us to be absolutely certain the noise you heard is not in there is by setting fire to the building and burning it to the ground.
It's the only way to be sure.
The two detectives collected a number of cans of petrol from the boots of other people's cars, and after flinging it all over the walls and floors of the warehouse, they set it alight and retreated to the car park of the detective bureau to watch the blaze. The building was quickly engulfed by a raging inferno that lit up the night sky for miles around, and as the air filled up with dangerous fumes, Neeskins and Rep stood back and surveyed their work.
Case closed.
There it is again. Did you hear it that time?
No.
Seems this adversary is more intelligent than we gave it credit for.
Agreed. Time to expand the operation.
Goodness me! Is someone having a bonfire?
Not that I know of. We need to search your house for a sound, Mrs. Ward.
Pardon?
We need to spend a few hours going through your belongings looking for a noise we keep hearing.
I'm afraid it's not really a convenient time for me at the moment.
Got something to hide, have you?
Where do you think we should begin the search?
Definitely in her bedroom. There's no doubt a variety of things in there that might have fallen over and made that noise.
Fortunately for Neeskins and Rep, they had been in Mrs. Ward's house many times under cover of night as part of the routine inspections they regularly made of certain houses in the town. So the thick, black smoke which had caused Mrs. Ward to lie down and become unconscious was no impediment to their progress.
I'll check in the drawers of her bedside table. Those things are a haven for unexplained noises.
Good idea. I'll check inside the small digital safe her husband keeps in the bottom of the wardrobe. What's the combination again?
410958.
Of course. I really should know that. I've been in that safe enough times.
Half an hour later, Neeskins and Rep were standing on the front lawn of Mrs. Ward's house.
Can you hear the noise now?
No.
It's probably gone then.
Half an hour later, Neeskins and Rep were debriefing with Sandra at the detective bureau.
So you never located the source of that mysterious sound?
No, it remains a mystery. But I did take these £50 notes from Mrs. Ward's safe, so we've got enough money to save the children's centre.
Oh, thank goodness. Without that money, the children's centre was going to be sold to that evil property developer.
Yes.
What about Jackie Millions turning into a monster?
Come quickly. It's Chief Gonzalez. He's been kidnapped.